From Birmingham, I'm Miranda Fulmore. Country stores are a hallmark of the rural South, the kind of places where you can buy fertilizer in one aisle, lotion in the next, and crickets for bait in the third. Well, many closed years ago, driven out by big stores with cheaper prices, others hung on. As Stephen Basaha of the Gulf States Newsroom reports, adapting to challenges like inflation is nothing new for these 100-year-old stores.
With two floors filled with baskets of cotton, cast iron skillets, and farming plows, the Simmons Wright Company in Kewaunee, Mississippi is a country boy's dream. And the boy dreaming today is 75-year-old Lewis Hankins. He made the short drive from Alabama to this 138-year-old store, and he can't stop playing show and tell with the rusted farm equipment he pulls from the shelves.
That's what they weighed their cotton with. That right there.
Really, he's enjoying his own game of, I bet the Jersey-born reporter doesn't know what this is.
And that's an old rolling pin. I know you.
Oh, I know a rolling pin at the very least. I'm not that ignorant. As someone who seems to really love a story like this, what's the consequence of not having as many?
Well, country life. It's no more country life, not like what it used to be.
Hankins sees the store as one of the last vestiges of that life. But the truth is, a lot of those things he's picking up and admiring are just window dressing now.
We bought those things at auctions, and we've had them for years. It's just kind of ornamental.
Gary Pickett owns the store and says the merchandise side only makes up a small fraction of his business.
We sell it, but not very often.
The home repair wall does pretty well. He bought most of it from a hardware supplier that went under 5 years ago. But inflation will likely cut into that side of the business real soon. Pickett points out a customer inspecting a roll of copper wire.
Looks like a man. See, he sees the old price on the wire there. He knows he's getting a deal. Copper wire has really gone through the roof. If I replaced like that roll he's got right there, instead of being like $25, that's like $60.
Love y'all. Thank y'all.
Inflation's hurt those sales, but the pivot away from merchandise happened years ago. Most of Pickett's business now comes from selling food, like fried catfish and pork skins. Simmons Wright shifted to cooking after the Great Recession hit the store's bottom line in 2008. A more recent challenge has been the spread of dollar stores in the South.
Dollar Generals are everywhere, and there was really the competition. But I don't try to compete with them. We just try to keep on doing our thing with the cooking part, and it's really helped us out a lot.
So it sounds like you morph from general store that also sold food to now place that sells food and also sometimes your general store.
Right, yeah.
Even if none of it ever sells, the atmosphere created by the old nutcrackers and antique soda bottles still makes for good business. In fact, country store chic has become modern fashion. New general stores are popping up all over the rural South. They draw on customers with the look of old-style country life, while replacing the creaking steps and aged merchandise with modern AC and novelties like ranch dressing sodas. And while the atmosphere in Pickett's old family store may get people in the door, the family is divided over whether it should still bother selling those old knickknacks or leave them as just rustic decorations. In one camp, Gary Pickett's daughter says keep the tradition going. In the other, his son says toss it.
She's a nostalgist. He's the person that the straight business is all dollar and cents to him. If it ain't making a dollar, we don't keep on doing it.
Several country store owners in Mississippi worry about being able to keep their 100-year-old doors open if prices stay this high. Pickett says they're surviving, but inflation is adding more weight to his son's side, including a plan to make the place an event venue.
Like a wedding on a weekend. If you let them rent the cotton gin for a photo shoot and have a wedding up there, it'd be $10,000, you know, or more.
That's actually an advantage these old small stores have over the big chains. During tough economic times, it's easier for them to pivot. Because it's easy to think of these stores as time capsules, looking and operating the same way they did 100 years ago. But Pickett says his family has always tried new things.
They were people that did what it took to survive. Well, they had the cotton gin then, they had a blacksmith shop. They even sold caskets.
At one time, shoes and silk shirts took over. Those eventually fell away too. Despite the reputation of country stores as being locked in the past, Pickett says the only way they survived has been by changing with the times. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Stephen Basaha.